the Mountbatten Festival of Music 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall, featuring the massed bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines.
This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
I'm Danny G, and we were at the final rehearsal before opening night. We're going to hear from the musicians themselves and the principal director of music responsible for showcasing the versatility of military musicians. You're about to hear a wide range of musical styles from the big screen, traditional marches, and this year featuring a very special guest. Please find a seat, relax and enjoy as we take you to the Royal Albert Hall for the 52nd Mountbatten Festival of Music. Lieutenant Colonel Hugh Williams is the Principal Director of Music Royal Marines. He's been in his role for 6 months, but for the Mountbatten Festival of Music, he's done every role, from VIP handling to catering to finance. Now he is the show's conductor.
One of the things that we wanted to do this at this festival is really give the musicians a big challenge. So we've made every effort to ask all the music writers to write things that are challenging for the players. And they've certainly done that, and this is no exception. As you can see, it's the meter changes pretty regularly and has to be played to click. So me and a few other members of the band, the percussionists mainly, will basically have a kind of programmed metronome in our ears to make sure we do exactly the same thing every time. But that does have some challenges, because most of the musicians on stage don't have that, so they're just trusting me to lead them through it at exactly the right time.
BFBS.
The Mountbatten Festival of Music 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall.
The Forces Station.
Thank you.
You're listening to the 52nd Mountbatten Festival of Music at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Danny G, and we were backstage before opening night, chatting with producers, musicians, and even had the honour of sitting down with Iron Maiden drummer Nico McBrain backstage before he met with the Marines he knew were gearing up for an intense drum-off with him. Now, speaking with Principal Director of Music, Royal Marines, Lieutenant Colonel Hugh Williams, he described the pressure of delivering this year's festival.
There's a certain amount of pressure, but from a technical point of view, you know, it takes 10 months of planning to put this show together. Lots of the music's been written for the occasion. The soloists have memorised all their parts. Everybody knows exactly what they're doing. So I don't feel that there's a pressure in terms of delivering the event. I know we can do that. I know that'll be successful. The pressure is all to do with how well it's received. And because this event's got a very long and successful history, this is the 52nd Mountbatten Festival of Music. It's sold out. And it's sold out on the strength of the reputation that it's gained over 52 years. So if there's any pressure, it's just the pressure to deliver another successful show that makes the audience, you know, happy, is good for the reputation of the Royal Navy and the Royal Marines, and makes lots of money for the Royal Navy and Royal Marines charity. Those are the things that, I guess, if anything, you know, keeps me awake at night, is that really.
The Mountbatten Festival of Music 2024. The Mountbatten Festival of Music 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall, featuring the massed bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
The musicians involved rehearsed for weeks prior to opening night at the Royal Albert Hall. And speaking to Wind musicians who have solos during the show, backstage told us at BFBS that they only get one full dress rehearsal at the Royal Albert Hall one day before opening night. And they shared their highlights from the show and also something new that's featuring this year.
There's something for everybody. I quite like the contemporary wind band music. Some of the guys are a bit more, they're looking forward to the more pop tuney bits, the Iron Maiden medley, which it's all great. But yeah, my highlights here is the MGM and Dan solo.
You've got singers, you've got the musicians doing their own little solos, you've got dancing, and then another bit that they've got the tartan, it's called. And it's got the Highland Dancers and the Pipers, so that'll be all new for everybody today, I think.
We'll be right back.
only 2 evenings a year, the Mountbatten Festival of Music at the Royal Albert Hall. It showcases marine musicianship and pageantry whilst featuring a wide range of musical styles. We were backstage during rehearsals before opening night and swimming in musicians. Speaking to Lance Corporal Daniel Bennett and Sergeant Tony Rushton, they talked about their anticipation for their first performance of a sold-out show, but also what their day-to-day looks like as military musicians.
I've been serving for nearly 12 years, and this is the second time I'll have been on the stage doing a solo for MFM. Been all over the world, been to Australia and New Zealand doing the tattoos there. That was incredible. We went to Canada last year and did a tattoo there. We do Remembrance, so we're here doing that each year as well. I've only just joined the band again in September. I was in Collingwood for 4 years. Different from a civilian band, you've got stability, you've got lots of benefits that you wouldn't have in a civilian orchestra. It just seems the arts in the whole of the UK is disappearing slowly. But it's feel like quite safe at the moment that where we are and things.
Your primary role is to turn up every day, get your instrument out, you play in an ensemble. Everyone's rank aside there to make music. We have to do the secondary role. We do military training, we get deployed. But these are with people that you work with who you enjoy, you've all got a similar interest, you all love playing music together. So it never feels like, we've got to do the military side of it now. It's just something a bit different. And that makes it varied. One day you're doing big band, another day you're doing function band, orchestra, MFM, marching on horse guards. It's changes. We're playing in an exam next week. Week after that, we've got a concert, playing for DD80.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've got to go to Naples, play with the NATO band. And then we've got Edinburgh Tattoo. And it's just every week. So I'm thinking about next week's gigs now. So it's just changes every week.
How does this event feel in comparison to maybe state events that you've perhaps done in previous years?
I think it's because the programme can be more varied and relaxed, it's a different atmosphere. So playing ceremonial events, it's normally there's some kind of structure that we have to follow. There's not so much flexibility of what we can choose to play. Whereas here, it's having the band, mass bands behind you that makes it special. It's not so much the solo, going out there playing a solo, it's having all your peers, all your the guys from around the band service coming together to basically play with you. It's more like a duet, that's what it feels like. And you're just lucky enough that you're at the front and you get to sit on that wall of sound behind you, which this is the only place you can create that kind of atmosphere, that sound.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mountbatten Festival of Music at the Royal Albert Hall 2024. Later, hearing from Nico McBrain, drummer of Iron Maiden, who was this year's special guest. We got to chat to him about his custom-made drum kit for the show, how he's helping to raise money for Royal Navy and Royal Marines charities, plus how he feels about going head-to-head with Royal Marine drummers at this year's show.
What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from their place. Come on with the rain, little smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in. I'm dancing and singing in the rain.
And just get happy. You better chase all those cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your head. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading past the river. What she sees green in the tide is all so peaceful. happy. You better chase all your cares away. Say hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Say hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all the cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get ready for the judgment day.
The Mount Batten Festival of Music 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall, featuring the massed bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
The Mount Batten Festival of Music 2024, featuring the massed bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines.
Beth McGregor is a vocalist who also plays clarinet. It's her first time performing at the Royal Albert Hall after only attending the show for the first time last year. Talking to BFBS backstage, wearing a blue dress and bright red sparkling shoes, Beth talked about how this performance was just meant to be.
But it's kind of a full circle moment for me, because when I first came to the School of Music on like a work experience day, I sung Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So it's kind of like a massive full circle moment for me to be doing it here.
That's
so,
a lovely moment. Yeah. You did just tell us though that you haven't yet been out onto the stage at the Royal Albert.
No, I had a tiny peek, but I've not stood on the stage properly and looked out yet, so I'm really excited for that.
It's gone quiet at the moment. Shall we go and do that now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's massive.
Look at
it's
that view.
It's absolutely massive. Look, oh, it's amazing.
So does it compare to any performances you've done yet?
No.
No,
absolutely not. I don't think anything will. Like, I'm so excited. So many feelings. I'm excited, I'm nervous. It'll be amazing.
Is there anyone coming to see you perform?
Yes, I've got my family coming down and a few friends. But yeah, I think they're just as excited.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
The Mountbatten Festival of Music 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall.
The headline for the Mountbatten Festival of Music this year reads Royal Marines in Drum Off with Nico McBrain of Iron Maiden. And with frontman Bruce Dickinson in the crowd on opening night, the drummers were feeling the pressure, but still very excited and feeling determined to ace the drum off.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a written joint static, but there's some flares that will come out on the night. So you have to wait and see what happens. For young drummers like ourselves, seeing that progression, someone who's on top of their game and who has been, it's that motivation, especially when we go back to the band, so you can carry that on.
Oh, it's phenomenal. He's world class. It's massive, 100%.
BFBS.
The Mountbatten Festival of Music 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall.
The Forces Station.
The next attack, you better stand the attack.
Of the Russian guns, and as we reach
the 52nd Mountbatten Festival of Music at the Royal Albert Hall. Marine Drummers in a standoff with Iron Maiden drummer Nico McBrain. And Nico told us about his involvement and that it actually began when he attended a show himself a few years ago.
When we came to the show, they were representing Prodigy after the halftime change round. And I was like, wait a minute, these are all Marines bands. They're playing a Prodigy. This is crazy. And I was so stoked. And it was suggested, would you like to do next year's? And I went, is the Pope a Catholic? Of course I'd love to do it. I mean, what an honour, and a great honour to be asked to do it and be involved. So that's how that came about. But it's 2 years later, so I'm still here.
Nico then let it slip that his spectacular, one-of-a-kind drum kit, especially made for the Mountbatten Festival of Music, cost over £30,000 to build. So we asked him what his plan was for this one-of-a-kind drum kit.
It goes online and people can open a bidding for it, and it closes on November the 14th. The online bids, so we're hoping that...
Got time to save up the pennies,
absolutely,
am I?
Absolutely, yes. I'm hoping it's going to raise lots of coins for the charity. It's such a unique drum set. I mean, I looked at it when I first saw it, and I'm like, oh, and it sounds so good too.
Nico gave us a tour backstage to show us this beautiful one-of-a-kind drum kit up close, and you can see it too on the BFBS social media channels. Nico started by explaining the theme behind each individual drum, which features Eddie, the iconic Iron Maiden mascot.
The idea was to put different uniforms on Eddie, keeping the same face of Eddie in different poses. So on the 6-inch we have a cross, because I'm a born-again Christian, and on the cross is a poppy, which is probably my favourite drum, actually, because it's just when I saw it, I went, oh my gosh, it's got poppy on it, that's brilliant. I mean, I never use it, to be honest with you.
Why is it there?
I can't get around there anymore. I mean, when I was a young'un about 20 years ago, I could hit it. So, no, it's really, I do use them at the end of songs. I'll get a clap. I have to stand up to hit it. Anyway, so the 6-inch, then on the 8-inch, I have an Eddie-ized growler from Jaguar cars. That's my favourite car. I love them. So then that's got a Commando Berry on it. Then the next one down, I think, is the 1664 Burford Accor Eddie. I say Eddie. I mean, it's the uniform that's the priority here. And then we've got Battle of Trafalgar. Then there's a Second World War with the guy with the Sten gun. So that said, then we have a Falklands Eddie, and I do believe there is a current Commando Eddie on there, and then there's the Bugler, which is probably most of the drumline's favourite, because it's actually a picture of Stu Warmington, and he took his picture from the core, and we just Eddie-ized it, but it doesn't look any different, does it?
BFBS, the Forces Station.
The Mountbatten Festival of Music 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall, featuring the massed bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines.